Everyone, welcome to English. Today's basic pronunciation practice, part 2. We'll be covering interactive English from the second half. So, thank you for joining me today. We'll get right to the podcast. Thank you guys for all your help. I couldn't have organized this event without you. You're welcome. There's no way that one person could do all the work and get it done on time. It's a pleasure to help. I really think that the concert will be a success. Yep, I've heard that the community is buying a lot of tickets. The way things are going, we'll be able to raise all the money we need for our health and safety campaign. Let's hope so. We've tied up the loose ends. So that's it. I can't believe the concert is in 2 days. Me neither. Talking on the radio and to the newspapers made all the difference, Liz. Well done for that. I think so too. I'm looking forward to seeing the money come in so we can afford a great health campaign. Okay, I'm going to go over the sentences in the last half of the podcast and the little interactive sentences. So let's start with Liz. Let's hope so. The so at the end of the sentence is that we use quite a lot in English. And it's a short way of fact to the subject that you've mentioned. So it's like saying, let's hope that that takes place. Let's hope that we do have enough money to help and pay of to instead of repeating all of that subject. Let's hope so. Now, the next phrase is something that I've been over before in a pre-car. To tie up loose ends or to tie up the loose end. You can actually get a mental picture of perhaps lots of thread and they're parting. This really means you tie up all these spare pieces together so that they're neat and so that they make sense. And this really refers to finishing a project and completing that project. We've tied up the loose ends. So that's it. I can't believe that the concert is in 2 days. I can't believe that. That's a great way to start a sentence. It's very common usage. It just shows surprise. You could say I'm surprised, commenting or slight disbelief is I can't believe that. Next, a little point about this sentence. Generally, in the United States, use that as do English. Partially out, I put, I can't believe the concert is in 2 days. We're more to can't that, but day. So it's like between the American usage and the English usage. Peter replies, me neither. Me neither is just like saying me too. But it's in the negative. When somebody has said something in the negative and you are agreeing with them, you feel the same way. You don't say me too, you say me neither. For example, if somebody says, I don't like chocolate cake. If you feel the same way, you can say me neither. They don't agree with the new tax laws. They don't agree with the new tax laws. Well, if you also don't agree with the new tax laws, you can say me neither. Me neither. Peter continues by saying, talking on the radio and to the newspapers made all the difference, Liz. Well done for that. To make all the difference. This phrase can be used to describe that an action that took place made the positive difference or the desired difference, the desired outcome. It can also be used for the negative as well. For example, you could say, he didn't study enough for his math exam. That's all the difference. He didn't study enough for his math. That makes a difference. Obviously, because he didn't get a good enough grade. We'll be looking at that sentence for your interactive work. Liz finishes by saying, I think so too. I think so too. If you want to just add something to a conversation, if you're in agreement with what someone has said, I think so too sounds very native. I'm looking forward to seeing the money come in. Well, of course, aren't we all looking to see come in so we can afford a great health campaign? So we can afford a great health campaign. The verb to afford means to have enough money for something. To have something. Okay, let's get into interactive sentences for the day. We're going to be using the sentence that Peter said, talking on the radio and to the others differs. I would like this sentence to use gerunds. Remember what are they? Instead of using gerunds, you two to flexence. And you'll have to put that in its gerund form, the ing ending, diet. And then the second verb is to exercise. And then you'll simply finish with made all the difference. Let's see what you come up with. Okay, and so that new sentence should say, okay, in your second sentence, you will use two other verbs. The first one is to read, and the second one is to listen. That will be followed by to English. So that's your object. And then the last part of the sentence, have in the present tense. So it made all the difference. Put it in the present tense. I'll give a second to cut that. Okay, it should read it in English. Make the difference. And listening to English make all the difference. Send feel mail at englishhotmail.com. And give a second. Thanks for all. I couldn't have organized this event without you. You're welcome. There's no way that one person could do all the work and get it done on me. It's a pleasure to help. I really think that the concert will be a success. Yep. I've heard that the community is buying a lot of tickets. The way things are going, we'll be able to raise all the money we need for our health and safety campaign. Let's hope so. We've tied up the loose ends, so that's it. I can't believe that it is. Me neither. Talking on the radio and to the newspapers made audience fun for thinks. I'm always seeing the money come in, so we can afford a great health campaign. Well, thanks for joining me today. Join me again soon for another podcast. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.